Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Thursday, the 22nd of October. I hope you're all having a wonderful week, folks. And looking outside, it is blue skies today. So looks like it's going to be a little bit drier day today after a couple of days of rain, let's be honest. In the news today, we have controversy in the Parker versus Favre boxing fight that's coming up. The updates from both the Jury d'Italia and the Valletta España. We have a couple of international stars hanging up their oars and bikes, as well as an update from the netball action that's been going ahead, and also cricket news as well. Yes, we're going to have to, unfortunately, a couple of stars hanging up their or deciding to take a break from sport. Robbie Manson has taken an indefinite break from rowing. The 31-year-old who has the fastest ever men's single sculls time has decided to hang up his oars ahead of the Tokyo Olympics, and that was that time was set back in 2017 when he won gold at the World Rowing Cup. Has been representing New Zealand at both the 2012 and the 2016 Olympics, and had been expected to get back in to the boat with Chris Harris for the double sculls again for the Tokyo Olympics, but I say here, Manson decides to hang up his oars for now. He has a bit of an equestrian background, has been shown, his Instagram account has shown him doing some show jumping. So who knows where we'll see Manson pop up next. Also, over in the cycling, and Natasha Hansen has decided to leave the New Zealand Cycling New Zealand High Performance Program. The 30-year-old has been suffering from several injuries and mental health issues in recent times, and so decided to take a break. Again, she represented New Zealand at both the London and Rio Olympics in 2012 and 2016. Is now going to take a break. She won three Commonwealth gold Commonwealth Games medals for New Zealand, as well as the Japan Cup in 2018. So we wish both of those the best in their post sporting career. Over in the boxing match, and yes, between Joseph Parker and Junior Fowler, there have been disputes over drug testing. Fast promoter has served a breach notice get David Higgins, who is Parker's manager, saying that drug testing was supposed to start as soon as the contract had been signed, but that has not happened. The contract has random mandatory blood and urine testing, which is going to be conducted by Drugs Free Sport New Zealand, with the Sports Tribunal acting as arbiters. Higgins insists it's just an administrative issue. It's taken longer to set up, and actually the paperwork has all been filed for on a Wednesday. A little bit of dispute there, but both promoters hoping that it won't derail the fight. Files Camp insisting that drug testing is important. But you've got to say, boxing is one of a weird one where most sports the random testing throughout the year, because some drugs are best off taken in training a long time before actual before performances. So you got to say this is boxing is probably some way behind other sports in its drug testing side of things. I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin now, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners on the interweb. And the Knight Riders have crashed and burned this morning. The Kolkata Knight Riders have crashed and burned against the Royal Challengers, the Bangalore, making just 84 off their 20 overs with a run rate that would be something out of the 90s. The destroyers for the Challengers was Mohammad Siraj with 3 wickets off his 4 overs for only 8 runs. Owen Morgan top scored for 30, but his strike rate was only 88. It left too much for the Knight Riders star bowlers and Pat Cummins and Lockie Ferguson to do. In reply, the Royal Challengers cantered home to the target with 6.5 overs to spare. The Royal Challengers joined the Delhi Capitals at the top of the table on 14 points. In a record partnership for Auckland, the record partnership between Ben Horne and Dunroo Ferns has helped Auckland to a total of 369/9 declared. They set the new record for the 9th wicket for Auckland of 204, Horne scoring 162 and Ferns 63. Otago in reply in the second innings are 13/1, still 170 runs behind. There's 2 days to go in that match. Canterbury were looking up to wrap things up at the Basin today. Wellington have fared much better in their second innings after their disastrous total of just 65 in the first. They amassed 212 in the second dig, leaving Canterbury needing just 122 for victory. Canterbury will start the day with all 10 wickets in hand, needing a further 120 for victory. A full day's play should be possible as it's a fine day in Wellington today. And that's it. Hang on. What's happening here? I've lost my notes. And in the game destined for a draw, with 1 day left in the match, Central Districts are yet to bat. Northern will continue their first innings, which started on Monday at 145 for 2. Yesterday, Jeet Raval and Henry Cooper brought up their half centuries before being dismissed, Raval for 68 and Cooper for 58. Now, I'm suspecting what will happen in that match is that Northern will bat on this morning, try and get some quick runs and set Central Districts a first innings total and try and get first inning points or battle for first innings points in that match. And finally, there's some light at the end of a very dark tunnel for South African cricket. England's been given the clearance to visit the country for 6 white ball matches. England will depart on the 16th of November to play 3 ODIs and 3 T20s from the 27th of November through to the 9th of December. No spectators will be at the ground, and players and support staff will be kept in biosecure bubbles. And that, Paul, is our cricket news for today.
Thank you very much, Ashwin, for that. And we don't have Steam today for birthdays, unfortunately, but it's David Campese was born on this day back in 1962. I thought it was a notable one that we should highlight there. They had 101 tests for Australia. Also on this day in 1964, Peter Snell won the 1,500 metres at the Tokyo Olympics, his second gold medal of the Games after winning the 800 metres and third of his career. Over in the golf and in the Jenna Holmes Charles Tour here in New Zealand, they have been playing mixed gender formats that has seen two women do really well in recent weeks. Daria Chung, finished ninth at the Carrius Open earlier this month, only for Momokao Kobori to finish tied second at last week's Taranaki Open. This has given the amateur women an opportunity to play against a bigger field with the pro, on the pro men's tour. The women play off the off white tees, whilst the men play off the black tees. It's not a set percentage wise, but it's the tees are set up so that if it is a long iron for the men at the par three, same for the women, and if it's a if a par five can be reached in two, same for women as well. So interesting. So good move for the women there, and will help obviously help them develop head and into for the pro ranks globally as well. Moving on then to the cycling, and at the Giro d'Italia, we hit the high mountains for the first time in the general classification. This did not really cause a shake-up, but it allowed Ben O'Connor to claim his first Grand Tour stage for NTT. So congratulations to the Australian there. He was part of a large day-long breakaway, but say in the overall classification, the main leaders came in together. Now, this has really been a big test. Well, this was a big test for Julian Almeida. Really starts because this is where Julian Almeida really starts. This is where Wilco Kelderman, Jai Hindley, and Theo Gegenhardt are really expected to turn the screw in this one. Over at the Vuelta España, and in stage two, we've had another mountain stage. This really is an unusual start to a Grand Tour. And Marc Soler, with a late solo attack, picked up the win in this one. His first Grand Tour level stage as well. The overall, the top contenders finished together, but due to the bonus seconds on the line, we saw Dan Martin climb ahead of Richard Carapaz in that one. So tight at the top there. So Roglic still leading ahead of Dan Martin, Richard Carapaz, Esteban Chavez, and Eric Mass, the top five at the Vuelta España. Over in the netball and the warm-up for the Black Ferns, Silver Ferns playing England has kicked off. The Silver Ferns took on New Zealand A and after a slow start, pulled away for a comfortable 59-44 lead. Both teams rotated their lineups, obviously with the Silver Ferns looking forward to the England series. I want to give all their players an opportunity to stake a claim to play in that. Plus also, we do have three games back-to-back this weekend. So a good win there for the Silver Ferns. In the first game, that we had the New Zealand men against New Zealand under-21s. The New Zealand under-21s kept it relatively close initially, but the men then pulled away to win that one, 73-44. So big win there for New Zealand men in that one. Again, both sides rotated their lineups. You can tell that as five different men's players and five under 21 players all scored points in that one. Over in the In the Grand Prix, and Racing Point driver Lance Stroll has tested positive for coronavirus after the FL Grand Prix. He did not race there as he was unwell, hope he recovers quickly from that for the rest of the Grand Prix or Formula One season. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news today, folks. Looks like it's a little bit cloudy up there in Auckland, so the sky's clear. I say down here in Hamilton, it is all nice blue skies. So do, folks, get out during your lunch breaks and get some of that vitamin D and enjoy the nice weather. Have a wonderful day, folks. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with the morning sports briefing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.